This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is former Colorado Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave, who is now program director of the Susan B. Anthony-less Votes Have Consequences project. She joins me now to talk about the specific members of Congress that the Susan B. Anthony list is targeting in this year's midterm elections as a result of their votes in favor of the health care reform legislation, which the group says is tantamount to supporting taxpayer-funded abortion. And Congresswoman, it's great to have you with us again.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to go on this 23-city bus tour exposing the hypocrisy of these members of Congress who said they were pro-life, yet they voted for the largest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade. So we're going to have a rolling billboard going around Ohio, Indiana, and Pennsylvania, really letting the constituents of these members of Congress know exactly how they voted and what that vote meant. And we got a lot of work to do, but the voters are in kind of a surly mood anyway. And polling clearly shows that people do not support taxpayer-funded abortion.
As you mentioned, 23 cities from August 10th, starting tomorrow until Monday, August 16th. So it's certainly a barnstorming tour. There are six incumbent House members that you're targeting here, five of whom are running for re-election. Another is running for Senate. That's Brad Ellsworth in Indiana. So I know you're spending a lot of time going all around the Hoosier state. What's the essential message that you're sharing with voters, specifically related to these six members of Congress?
Abortion is not health care. And these members of Congress have said they are pro-life. We actually went on a tour. I was in these states prior to the health care vote. Polling then showed that their constituents did not support public funding of abortion. And now, unfortunately, we're back here now to bring those consequences of their vote for Obamacare, again, the largest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade, right into their districts, and in the case of Brad Ellsworth, two states, with him running for the United States Senate. His voters need to know exactly how he stood on taxpayer funding of abortion.
Marilyn, how decisive of an issue could this be in some of these districts where obviously a lot of these people are new members of Congress, so they're swing districts. Any issue could make a big difference here. So how big of an issue could abortion be for whether or not these folks get reelected?
Well, taxpayer funding of abortion is a huge issue for these members. We polled in their districts. The intensity is amazing. You know, a lot of people say, well, it's all about the economy. You bet it's about the economy this year, too. But abortion, public funding of abortion, can make a huge difference in these races. And we are going to make sure that these members of Congress have the consequences coming to them voting for the largest expansion of abortion since Roe v. Wade.
Will this list get longer as the campaign goes on here, or will it be largely focused on these members?
It'll be focused on these members because, indeed, it's the hypocrisy that is just stunning. They said they were pro-life. Susan B. Anthony List was ready to stand with them if they voted against taxpayer funding of abortion, but sadly, they voted in favor of it, all the while pretending to be pro-life.
Marilyn, where can folks go to find out whether or not your tour is coming to their town?
Well, again, we're going to be on the road from Tuesday, August 10th through the 16th. We're in various cities. Go to sba-list.org. Take a look. You're going to be amazed at the rolling billboard. The strength of the message will resonate, I'm sure, in all these cities. We're going to start out in Cincinnati early in the morning, and I hope people will take a look on our website and hopefully join with us as we stand for the unborn child.
And what's the website again?
sba-list.org.
sba-list.org. We mentioned Brad Ellsworth running statewide in Indiana. He's currently a congressman from Indiana. Others who are being targeted as a result of their previous pro-life stance but vote for the president's health care bill include Indiana Congressman Barron Hill, Joe Donnelly, in Ohio, Marcy Kaptur, in Pennsylvania, freshman Congresswoman Kathy Dahlkemper, and also in Ohio, freshman Congressman Steve Dryhouse. Maryland, very interesting campaign. We look forward to talking to you after your week of barnstorming the Midwest, and we'll see what kind of impact it has in November.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Former Colorado Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave, she is now the program director of the Susan B. Anthony List Votes Have Consequences Project. Again, that's sba-list.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.